Edius, Perikei, Mishnah Gimel 5:3, and the Mishnah continues its collection of Tanaim, who held their additional machloks between Beisil and Beis Shammai. Here we have Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Many Girsos have it as Rabbi Shimon, not in the Mishnah's front of you, but in earlier versions, and also the Mesechas Yadayim, it's Rabbi Shimon. This would be more consistent in that it's the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, who are featured in this parak over here. Previously we had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda. In any case, it says Shlosha Devarim, there are three more things, Mekule, Beis Shammai, Mechumra, Beis Hillel, that according to Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon, Beis Shammai were lenient regarding. The first is regarding Kisvei Kodesh. So there's a principle that Kisvei Kodesh, sacred writings, we'll call that Tanakh, to speak loosely here, are sources of Tumah, Medurabanan. The reason why the rabbis did that counterintuitive thing is because people in the time of the Mishnah were storing they had limited space, and they would keep their holy cupboard full of holy stuff. What could go in the holy Kodesh stuff cupboard? Truma, and their, you know, whatever, their Megillah or something. The problem is that if you store foodstuffs in the waiting till the next time you see a Kohen, and you store your, you know, your Kisvei Kodesh, like your Megillah, in the same place, the rats are going to come, they're going to eat the food, and also damage gnawing at the Kisvei Kodesh. The rabbi said, listen, treat the Kisvei Kodesh as Tameh, so therefore they won't put them near the Truma, and that will allow to preserve the Kisvei Kodesh. So the question, that's fact, that's machlok, no machlokas on that. The question is, which books are included in the status of Kisvei Kodesh, that therefore the Nakhmini, in this case, would be that it's a source of Tumah. So there's a couple contentious Sfarim of the Tanakh. One of them is Shir Shirim, not mentioned here. Another one is Koheles, which is the topic of our Mishnah. So Koheles, written by Shlomo HaMelech. The question is, does this an expression of Shlomo's extraordinary intellect, but not of Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it's not Kisvei Kodesh? Or no, is it not just Divrei Chochma, words of wisdom, but also something that was divinely inspired, Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it has the status of being Kisvei Kodesh as part of the canon and part of the Tanakh? And we posken that it is part of the Tanakh. It is part of Ksuvim and Kisvei Kodesh, but that's a machlokas, and that's what's said over here. It says the Mishnah inside, Koheles einu metame es hayadayim kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai held Koheles was only Divrei Chochma, but not Ruach HaKodesh, therefore it's not Kisvei Kodesh, therefore it's not metame yadayim, doesn't make people tame. And Beis Hillel omrim metame es hayadayim, Beis Hillel say, no, it is a source of Tumah, because it is Kisvei Kodesh, and it is part of the canon, and that's how we paskin. Okay, next question is, this is also a topic in Maseches Para. Question is, what's with mei chatas, the purification waters you make from the ashes of the Para Aduma, combined with spring water for purification processes? The Psukim and the Chumash call it mei nida, sprinkling water, but Chazal refer to it as mei chatas, purification water, from lechatez to purify, cleanse. So the question is, what's its status after it's been used? Because before it's been used, very counterintuitively, the mechatas is a source of tumah all to itself. Even though it's used to be metaher, people from tumas meis, but it itself is a quite potent source of tumah. It conveys tumah to anybody who touches it or even carries it without direct contact, magan masa, if they're not doing it for the sake of the purification process. So just, you know, moving it around from one storage room to different storage room, but just simply picking up the jug of mechatas and putting it somewhere else makes the person who picked it up tummy. Question is, after it's been sprinkled on a person, so it's like it's done its mitzvah, it's done its thing, and now it's like sort of it's no longer to be used anymore. Perhaps it can't be used anymore. Is it still considered to be mechatas or meinid of the pasuk to be a source of tuma? Okay, so meaning if you sprinkle it on a fellow and then from the fellow, like, you know, off his nose drips a drop of that mechatas, and it touches something, does that become tameh? Or is now that it's done its mitzvah and purified this guy, so now, or whatever, done part of the purification process, so now is it like no longer main nida mechatas, and therefore it's no longer a source of tumah, that as a novel tumah. So that is the question, and it's a machlokas here. Beis Shammai, it says, the mechata sha'asu mitzvasan, mechata, so it's done its mitzvah, meaning it's already been sprinkled. Beis Shammai mitaren, Beis Shammai say, it's done its thing, and now it's no longer mechatas, mei nida the pasuk, and therefore it's no longer an avatuma. Beis Hillel matamin, Beis Hillel say, no, it still is. It still is. It still remains with its original status, meaning it's a mei nida of the pasuk, therefore it's a source of tuma, keving tuma by magan masa. Fine. Last case, the Mishnah is talking about Ketzach. Ketzach, it's a machlokas. What this is, according to Rashi, let's call it, and many other Shonan Bar Tanur, we're talking here about fennel. Okay, according to the Rambam and other Rishonim, it's talking about cumin. If you look at cumin seeds and fennel seeds, they look very, very similar. In any case, let's just, for the moment, assume that it's fennel. So the point is that fennel is not necessarily good for you in large quantities, but they did use it as like kind of like medicine to mix in with their food if they like say call it headache, whatever. Question is, since it's like kind of like an herb and it grows in the ground and it's like, you know, it's a seed, which even if it's not good for you and if you eat it straight or in large quantities, but in small quantities it has, you know, medicinal effects, and therefore people did eat it as part of their food in small quantities. So is that considered food or not? You're eating it, it looks like gross on the ground, just that it's not really good for you, but you do eat it in small quantities for its medicinal properties. So if you hold it is food, so then it would be susceptible to food toma and be subject to tithing requirements, trumas and maestras. If you hold that's not considered food, because it's just like, it's like, you know, I think we'd all agree that acetaminophen, you know, Tylenol medication, paracetamol, all the same, it's not food. You do eat it, so quote unquote, so, but that doesn't make it food because you're not really eating it. So if, I don't have a better analogy for stuff you sprinkle in your food. This is being sprinkled in the food. Be that as it may, the question is Ketzach, the fennel seeds, a source of, are they food and therefore source, potentially they're makabel tumas ochlin and required to be tithe? That's a question. Beis Shammai is going to be lenient. Lenient meaning that it's tahor, not a source of tuma, not food. Therefore, it's not going to be subject to tithing requirements. Beis Hillel is going to be strict, saying it is subject to Tumah, it is, because it is food, and therefore will be subject to Tumah Semais requirements. So where you can see there's sort of like a Kula Nechumra, like built in each direction. Be that as it may, the mission says inside, HaKetzach, when it comes to Ketzach, Beishameh Metarin, Beishameh say it's not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, food Tumah, because it's not food. It's like, I'll call it medicine you sprinkle in your food that happens to have grown from the ground. O Beishil Metamin, Beishil say no, people eat it, it's just not, in small quantities, it's fine, it's part of the food, and therefore that makes it food, so therefore it's susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, and V'chein L'maisras, same goes for Trumas L'maisras, the tithing requirements, since it's food, it grew from the ground, and you're eating it, it has to be first tithed, giving a, you know, Truma and Maisra, etc., as appropriate.